Well, the whole town listened to the radio for the Smiling Bill McCall Show. Everyone in Nashville was listening to Bill. I don't want to be laying in bed when they pronounce me dead. He'd stand and breathe in the microphone with his guitar hanging to his knee bone. All the girls had sat and dreamed when Bill began his theme. I don't want my hat to be hung when my last song is sung. But he never let fame go to his head. This is Smiling Bill McCall, he said. Gonna pick and sing a song or two. Y'all listen till I'm through. And if you're at the house or in your car, tune in this time tomorrow. To all the boys, he was a big hero that glued their ears to the radio, then talking a most unusual drawl, imitating Bill McCall. Daddy, can I get me a guitar, 'cause I want to be a star? The girls would say of Bill McCall, well, I bet he's over 6 feet tall, handsomest man in Nashville, they said of Smiling Bill. He won't be planting potato slips when he cashes in his chips. Then one day Bill didn't make the show, didn't even show up for a week or so. The station's boss said to City Hall, find Smiling Bill McCall. It won't be hard to track him down, he's got the biggest feet in town. Well, there's a creek that runs through Nashville, and on the bank they found Smiling Bill. He is committing suicide, but they grabbed him before he tried. Turn me loose, I'm gonna jump, he screamed, 'cause I can't stand that theme. Let this be my final breath, 'cause I'm scared half to death. The big brave Smiling Bill McCall is only 4 feet tall. I'd rather be in the river dead than to hear him laughing at my bald head.
Very good morning to you. Welcome to Being Late Night with me, RB, for the next 2 hours. I think it's going to be a program of indecision this morning because I couldn't decide whether to start the program with that or this, also from Johnny Cash.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall lights. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. Now the scaffold is high and eternity's near. She stood in a crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans and a long black veil, she cries o'er my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. It's my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Well, that was called The Long Black Veil. We started off with Smiling Bill McCall, as I say, a program of indecision, but we got there eventually, right? Very good morning to you. Welcome to Beagley at Night. And for the next 2 hours, I've got some good music for you, plus all the usual things in all the usual places. So if I can just keep it all together, hopefully we'll have a very pleasant couple of hours.
Fascinate and taunt me. You play with fire. Tell me, when you smile, do you deceive me? Do you only mean to leave me with vain desire? Someone's love some other day may seem divine. It's such a sin to decline this love of mine. Tell me why you always seem to haunt me. If you really do not want me, don't play with fire.
Furman and his orchestra. We think the vocal refrain there was supplied by Sam Costa. That's D.A.B. Dave, and I think. That's what D.A.B. Dave thinks. I just go along with him because he knows his stuff. So we're going to go with Sam Costa. And it was called Don't Play With Fire. Now, everybody's been rabbiting on about the moon yet again. I don't quite know why, but everybody's just going crazy with the moon over here.
Tell you of love.
The Moon Is Low from the Anthony Chorus, and that was Ray Anthony and his orchestra. Have they been going about the moon in the UK? It's crazy here. I don't quite get why a blue moon is news. I mean, it happens every so often, purely because the moon goes around not quite every 28 days, and the Earth in a month goes around just a little bit over 28 days. So once in a while, there's a full moon twice. I mean, you know, why is that news? I don't get it at all. And, you know, we're in an elliptical orbit, so every so often we're closer to things than at other times. Again, why is this news? I don't get it at all. I think it probably isn't. I just think they're just trying to fill pages of just, frankly, a load of old rubbish. Used to much prefer it when there was not there was the same amount of news around, but a dear old Reginald Bosanquet just sort of like had half an hour, and that was pretty much it. Yeah, the old days, that's so much better. I know we keep saying that, but you know what? We were so much better. I mean, 60 years ago, I was doing all of the green stuff that everybody is trying to do now, but we were actually doing it. I mean, it was as simple as that. It wasn't hard. Nobody had invented everything in supermarkets to be plastic wrapped. Now everything is plastic wrapped. You do away with it. You used to dump everything into carrier bags, and that was pretty much it. I don't know. Well, I'm banging on, aren't I? And I'm already late now, I guess, for Bing, because we should have started him ages ago. But as I say, everything's loosey-goosey in this program. We don't mind, which is probably just as well. By the way, just thought I'd throw it in, just mention it. This program today means that I marks my fifth anniversary here at Angel Radio. Yeah, just thought I'd mention it. No need to send presents or cards or anything like that. Just thought I'd throw that in. But a little bit late now, but I can say the two words that we want to hear. Bing, sing.
Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a P.T. Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
When you wore a tulip, a sweet yellow tulip, and I wore a big red rose.
Oh, secret rose you're wearing.
When you caressed me, 'twas then heaven blessed me. What a blessing, no one knows.
That's a real, real big blessing.
You made life cheering when you called me dearie. 'Twas down where the blue grass grows. Your lips were sweeter than tulip when you wore a tulip.
When you wore a tulip, a sweet yellow tulip, and I wore a big red rose, an American beauty.
When you caressed me, 'twas then heaven blessed me. What a blessing, no one knows.
Here we go again in stop time. You made life cheery when you called me dearie. 'Twas down where the bluegrass grows.
Your lips were sweeter than tulip when you wore a tulip, and I wore a big red rose. You were meant for me. I was meant. And when she was done, you were all the sweet things rolled up in one. You're like a plaintive melody that never lets me free. For I'm content, the angels must have sent you, and they meant you just for me.
I was meant for you. Nature fashioned you, and when she was done, you were all the sweet things rolled up in one. You're like a plaintive melody that never lets me free. For I'm content, the angels must have sent you, and they meant you just for me.
Katie, beautiful Katie, you're the only girl that I adore. When the moon shines over the cowshed, I'll be waiting at the kitchen door.
Katie, beautiful Katie, you're the only girl that I adore. And when the moon shines over the cowshed, I'll be waiting at the kitchen door.
Oh, Mansie dotes and dozy dotes and little Lansie divey, a kiddly divey too.
Now if the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mares-y-dotes and doze-y-dotes and little lambs-y-divey.
Oh,
mares-y-dotes
and
doze-y-dotes
and little lambs-y-divey, a kiddly-divey too. Kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? Oh, MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had a duck, E-I-E-I-O. With a quack, quack here and a quack, quack there, here a quack, there a quack, everywhere a quack, quack. Oh, MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Oh, MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. E-I-E-I-O. With a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there, here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a moo, moo. Quack, quack here and a quack, quack there, here a quack, there a quack, everywhere a quack, quack. Old MacDonald had a farm.
farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a wife, E-I-E-I-O. With a gimme, gimme here, and a gimme, gimme there. Here a gimme, there a gimme, everywhere a gimme, gimme. Rattle, rattle here, and a rattle, rattle there. Here a rattle, here a rattle, everywhere a rattle, rattle. Moo, moo here, and a moo, moo there. Here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a moo, moo. Quack, quack here, and a quack, quack there. Here a quack, there a quack, everywhere a quack, quack. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Loads of songs there this week from Bing Crosby. I hope you enjoyed them all. Started off with It's Only a Paper Moon, and then we had a medley. When You Wore a Tulip, You Were Meant for Me, Katie, Mersey Dotes, Dozy Dotes, and we finished off with Old MacDonald Had a Farm. And we'll have some more from Bing Crosby around about the same time next week. Time now to go off to Holger's house. This is where each week Holger over there in Germany raids his personal record collection and comes up with something that he thinks that we will like. This week he has come up with something called, I've not heard this, so I don't know whether I'm pronouncing this right or not, Eisklofts Mein Herz Boom Boom. It's Helmut Terpe. Let's give it a roll. Totally sure what that would have been in English. Eisklofts Mein Herz Boom Boom. I'm going to guess something about perhaps my heart is going boom boom, something like that. Anyway, that was Helmut Terpe, Willy Birking, and lots of other people as well, so I hope you enjoyed that. And we got that from Holger's house this week. Thank you so much, Holger, and he'll be sending another song around about the same time next week. Until then, Holger, up to the land of Bedfordshire go you, and keep well, and love to Christine. Thank you so much.
Angel keeps you 1, 2, 3 jumps ahead. Stick with us, you'll be well fed.
With happy music and a smile.
Golden oldies all the while.
Keep tuned and follow suit. Let Angel bring a brighter future.
Oh. a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland. A stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise for mortals who stand beside an angel like you. I saw your face, and I ascended out of the common place into the rare, somewhere in space. I hang suspended until I know there's a chance that you care. Won't you answer the fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for. But open your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise, and tell him that he need be a stranger no more.
Beautiful stuff. I love that a lot. That was the Four Aces and Stranger in Paradise. I want to say a very good morning to Brenda in Cosham. Is that? Let me just check. Cosham? Yeah. Yeah, it's Cosham. And she says, I enjoy listening to your program every Wednesday morning for me. And thank you so much for everything that you do. Well, thank you for listening, Brenda, because without you listening, I'd really be a silly sausage. She says, I would like to hear the following, please. But I don't think you'll be able to turn around and say that she needs no introduction, so I won't. Well, I disagree with you completely, actually, Brenda. I think the first song will give it away, absolutely. But you've chosen three great songs from a very great lady, if you don't mind me saying so. So let's all settle back and relax. And, yeah, I really don't think there needs to be any introduction, so I won't.
My shoulder goes one care, over my shoulder goes two care. Why should I cry to a ball? I'm free at last and I'm enough. Over my shoulder goes three care, over my shoulder goes four care. Bye bye to trouble, it's gone beyond recall. Over my shoulder goes it all. You'll find I'm really in a mood, restless, romantic, and real. Got to dance, got to sing, got to have my little thing, got to dance my way to heaven right in your arms. Got to hum, got to shout, got to kick my heels about, got to dance my way to heaven right in your arms. I feel as high tonight as any kite, and I'll soon be flying out of sight. You've ignited, it's a great big stick of dynamite. Got a kiss and be kissed. Cross the others off my list, cause I can't resist your irrepressible, sweet, caressable charm. Gotta dance my way to heaven in your arms.
I can do everything, but nothing with you.
because a miracle has brought my lover to me. Though he's some other place, his face I see. At night I creep in bed, but never sleep in bed, just look above in the air. And to my sweetest joy, my boy is there. It is my prince who walks into my dreams and talks. He dances overhead, on the ceiling near my bed, in my sight, through the night. I try to hide in vain, underneath my counterpane, there's my love up above. I whisper, go away, my lover, grateful to discover he's still there. I love my feeling more since it is a dancing floor just for my
stuff, Brenda. Thank you so much there. We heard from Jesse Matthews, of course, and Over My Shoulder, Got to Dance My Way to Heaven, I Can Wiggle My Ears, and Dancing on the Ceiling. Brenda, thank you so much there in Cosham, which is just, I think it's just either north, south, east, or west of Portsmouth. One of those, somewhere near Portsmouth. Brenda, thank you so much. Really did enjoy that, and it's so nice to hear Jesse Matthews. Don't play her all that often here on the program, but always like it when we do. So Brenda, thank you so much indeed. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, just drop me a line at roy@angelradio.uk. Let me know the artist that you would like, and if you want to choose the songs, as most people do, entirely up to you. If you don't do it, I of course will. And if you don't have access to email, and I know not everybody has, you can always give the good folks a call in the office, 0800 014 1955. I don't think there'll be anybody there now, but if you ring during normal office hours, if you get a real person, you can ask them to pass a message on to me, and if you get a recording, well, just leave a message and it will come through. All right, time now for to tell a story, and I've been wanting to do this, I have to confess, for a couple of weeks, and I keep thinking, no, I'm not going to do it, but I am going to do it this week because it's a children's story. I make no bones about it, but it happens to be one very dear to my heart, brings back a lot of memories, and the original record was actually given to me by a lady called Barbara Tritton, who was a doctor, and she was married to Bob, and they were friends of my parents, and they have a daughter called Cara Tritton, who you may just have heard of, and Barbara gave me this record, and I understand from Cara that she actually gave the record to most people that she knew, but it's just wonderful. So just settle back and relax and wallow in the original Sparky's Magic Piano.
Sparky was a little boy just about your age, maybe a little older by now. He had been taking piano lessons for almost a whole year and was already on his third piece. One day, Miss Spear, his piano teacher, came to his house to give him his lesson. It was on a Saturday afternoon.
That's fine, Sparky. Now play your new piece for me, The Secret. Here, I'll set the metronome.
Yes, ma'am.
You need more practice, Sparky. Much more practice.
More practice? I've been practicing every day for a whole year. I can't even learn a piece in a week. When will I be able to play real good? How long does it take? Sometimes I don't know if it's worth it. I don't get to play outside as much as the other kids.
Sparky, you're a good student. Don't stop your piano studies now. I wish there was some way I could show you how wonderful it is to play well. If only I could some way let you see what it's like.
Well?
Your lesson's over. Here, sit down in this easy chair, and I'll put one of the records on the phonograph. The one of Igor Podusky playing the Chopin waltz in E minor. Sit down and listen, Sparky. Someday you'll be able to play like that, if you keep at it. Listen to the whole thing, Sparky. Maybe you'll appreciate the piano more.
Yes, Miss Spear.
Well, goodbye, Sparky.
Goodbye. Mr. Podusky can sure play the piano good. I wonder what it would be like to be able to play like that. That sure is good. Chopin, my teacher sometimes plays for me.
All right, Sparky. I'll play anything you ask me to
This is fun.
Sparky, who's that playing? Is Miss Spear still here?
No, Mother. Miss Spear is gone.
Well, who was that playing?
Well, I was, Mother.
Well, if you must have your little joke. But let's see you play like that again, while I watch this time.
All right, Mother. Come on, piano. Here we go.
Sparky, I can't believe it. It really was you playing. How did you learn to play so well? Oh, I must phone your teacher right away.
I came over as fast as I could when you called. What is it? What's happened?
It's Sparky, Miss Spear. He can play the piano. He can play the piano better than I've ever heard anybody play. Better than you, his own teacher.
Now, really, Sparky is a good student, and, well, he's getting along just fine. But as for his playing better than I, what kind of a joke is this?
I know, it sounds ridiculous. I couldn't believe it myself.
But it's true, Miss Spear. I can play better than you. I can play anything. Anything at all. And with no music.
Well, I don't know what kind of a game this is, but go ahead and play. Let's see. Play The Flight of the Bumblebee by Rimsky-Korsakov. When I'm in practice, I can play it in a minute. If you can play it that fast now, I'd say you were the best boy pianist in the country.
I'll do it, Miss Spear. But if you play it in a minute, I'll play it close to half a minute.
Oh, Sparky, that's funny. No one in the world can play The Flight of the Bumblebee anywhere near half a minute. No one. No one can play that fast. It's impossible.
Piano, can you play it that fast?
Yes, Sparky.
I will do it. Listen.
Why, I can't believe it, see? Didn't I tell you? His hands just fly over the keys. They hardly seem to touch them to go so fast. Sparky, you're the greatest pianist in the world. I don't know how it happened. It must be a miracle. Everyone must hear you play. I'll arrange a concert tour as quickly as possible.
A concert tour? You mean I'll play on the stage? In front of a lot of people?
Yes, and on the radio, too, and with symphony orchestras. The whole world must hear you. You'll be the greatest child pianist in history.
But I can't. I can't do that.
Oh, but Sparky, I'll go with you, and Miss Spear will come along, too.
Well, I'll only go if you send my own piano with me, wherever I go.
But why, Sparky? They'll have pianos better than yours wherever you play.
I won't go. I won't go unless my very own piano goes with me.
Well, let him have his way. Many pianists take their own pianos with them on concert tours. I suppose we can arrange it for Sparky, too.
And so Sparky's teacher went to work and arranged for his concert tour. The big music critics scoffed at the stories about Sparky. They wouldn't believe that a small child could play as well as men who had studied for years and years. Sparky's first big concert was at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh. But when the time came for him to walk out on the stage, he began to get a little nervous.
There's so many people out there. I'm scared.
Oh, don't be frightened, dear. Your teacher and I are right here.
Go out on the stage, Sparky. Everyone's waiting.
Here I go. Ladies and gentlemen, I shall play Chopin's Etude, Opus 10, number 4.
It's a terribly difficult piece.
Why, how could such a little boy play it?
Thank you.
After Sparky's first concert, there was never any further question as to his ability. He began to travel, and everyone was amazed that he seemed to be able to play anything without music. In Symphony Hall in Boston, he played Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2. At the Civic Opera House in Chicago, he played Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. Washington, D.C., he played the Chopin Waltz in C sharp minor. And so it went until finally he reached the end of his tour and the most important concert of all. He was to play with the New York Symphony Orchestra at Carnegie Hall. By this time, Sparky was no longer frightened in front of people, and he very bravely announced to the large New York audience what he was going to play.
Did you walk off the stage? Go back and play an encore. They want to hear another piece.
All right, one more piece. I shall now play the Spinning Song by Mendelssohn.
Oh, no, you won't.
What do you mean I won't, piano?
Your time is up. I will no longer play for you.
You won't play for me anymore? Oh, please, don't stop now. Just one more piece. Please, just one more.
Sparky, play. Everyone is waiting.
Why doesn't he play? What's the matter with him?
He seems to be talking to himself.
Piano, you must play for me. You must. I'm going to run my hands over the keys. Here I go. Play. Play. Play, piano. Play for me. Oh, it won't.
you play? Sparky! 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 Sparky!
What?
Sparky, wake up, dear. You've been asleep.
Asleep? Oh, Mother, I've been dreaming. I dreamed I could play the piano better than my teacher, better than anybody. But it was just an old dream.
Oh, well, don't worry, Sparky. You'll be able to play the piano well someday, if you keep up your practicing.
I will. I'll practice my piece right now, and I won't give up until I can play as good as I did in my dream. Well, anyway, as good as my teacher.
Well, I do hope you enjoyed that. Sparky's Magic Piano from my youth. I think I probably was around about 9 o'clock when Barbara actually gave me that record, and brings back a lot of happy memories for me, and I hope that did for you as well. What it did do is make us about a minute late for our little bit of posh, but you know what? It's worth waiting for.
Thank you.
absolutely beautiful. That was Concerto No. 5 in E-flat major for the piano and orchestra, Opus 73, The Emperor, and that was the Adagio un poco moto, and we heard there from Leonard Bernstein, Rudolf Serkin, and the New York Philharmonic. I almost said it was going to be Sparky, but no, it wasn't quite that. I hope you enjoyed our little bit of posh this week, and we'll have another little bit of posh for you around about the same time next week. And as if by magic, we're back on schedule. Here's Doris Day at night.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, and I'm singing, just singing in the rain. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with that rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, and I'm singing, just singing in. I'm singing in the rain, I'm singing in the rain, I'm singing in the rain.
Love you, honey.
Love you, love you, honey.
Love you, honey. You, honey,
all my days are sunny.
Love to kiss you, honey.
Ooh, if you only knew.
Oh, my daddy sang this song to mom way back when.
And I knew the moment I met you, I'd sing that song again.
Love you, honey. Love you, honey. Love you, honey.
You only knew.
Honey, all my days are sunny.
Love to kiss you, honey. Ooh, if you only knew.
Oh, my daddy sang this song to mom way back when.
And I knew the moment I met you, I'd sing that song again.
Love you, honey. Love you, honey. Love you, honey. Ooh, if you only knew.
give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly and in every way be fair? If I give my heart to you, will you give me all your love? Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above? And will you sigh with me when I'm sad? Smile with me when I'm glad, and always be as you. It over and be sure. Please don't answer till you do. When you promise all those things to me, then I'll give my heart to you. When you promise all those things to me, then I'll give my heart to you.
It's one of my favorite Doris Day songs, Doris Day and the Hoptones there with I Give My Heart to, if I give my heart to you. Sorry, getting carried away now. Started off with Singing in the Rain, and that was with Doris Day and Neil Hefti and his orchestra, and in the middle there we had Doris Day and Jack Smith with Love Ya. And we'll have some more Doris Day right about the same time next week right here on Beagley at Night.
To show affection in your direction, you know I'm fit and able. I'm more than merely love you. Be lots of other girls you hypnotize. All of a sudden, I've begun to realize as follows my. What am I gonna do if you turn me down when I'm so crazy over you? I'd be so lonely. Where am I gonna gonna go if you turn me down? Why blacken all my skies of blue? I tell you I'm not asking any miracle. It can be done. It can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one. And make us one. So my one and only, there isn't any reason why you should turn me down when I'm so crazy over you.
Mariano, and hold on, I have to get my hand out and go, Le Clocher de Mon Village. And before that, we had Sarah Vaughan with Hal Mooney and his orchestra from 1957, would you believe? And it was My One and Only, and that was, of course, written by George and Ira Gershwin. Le Clocher de Mon Village. Yeah, I can do it if I try. Where are we now? Let's have a look at the clock. I haven't even looked at the clock to see. Oh, we're okay for time at the moment. Usually I look at the clock and I've suddenly find I've got about 10 minutes to go and I haven't done any comedy or anything like that. But we're quids in this week, still got 35 minutes, which is nice. So let's fill some of that time with this.
Thank you. smiling at me. Yet they're lonely as only a woman's can be. For I see all her thoughts are somewhere in France with you. While she's talking of no one but you. Oh, she's proud, oh, so proud of the things you will do. I can see all her love is somewhere in France with you. And when your letters come, they bring a smile, a tear, each one a sweet souvenir. Only one of a million who'll never complain, for she knows that the sunshine must follow the rain. Every beat of her heart will always be somewhere in France with you.
Chick Henderson doing the singing there, and Somewhere in France with You. Rather nice, I thought. Here's a gentleman who I think is always good, and I always make a note to play more of him and then always forget to do so. Here from 1949 is the great Vic Damone, along with Glenn Osa's orchestra, and Again.
Couldn't happen again. This is that once in a lifetime. This is the thrill divine. What's more, this never happened before. Though I have prayed for a lifetime that such as you would suddenly be mine, mine to hold. As I'm holding you now, and yet never so near. Mine to have when the now and the here disappear. What matters, dear, for when? This doesn't happen again. We'll have this moment forever, but never, never. La-da-dee, la-da-dum,
are going to be the thing this season.
Well, my cat's been wearing one for years.
There's a new one-piece undergarment currently on the market. It's made of unboned, flesh-colored nylon.
Sort of filleted corset, I suppose.
For men, he's showing an exciting new color range. With his whiskey-colored raincoat, he's showing a shocking pink gin sports jacket and a pair of disgusting brown ale trousers.
Trends in the cinema.
Bad news for lovers of foreign films. If you live in the provinces, you won't be able to see Fellini's 8½. Owing to censor trouble, it's been cut, and it's now Fellini's 6 7/8.
Trends in travel. This year, more visitors than ever before are coming to London. So here for the would-be tourist are some useful tips on what to do and where to go.
This month, London is in a holiday mood. To celebrate the coming of summer, British Railways are decorating Paddington Station with a completely new coat of grime.
See London's seamy side. Visit the world's largest doss house on the embankment, where pitiful, shambling victims of social inequality gather to sleep away the daylight hours. It's called the House of Lords.
But there's another side of London, too, a modern go-ahead side. In many respects, London is the mecca of fashion and style. For the well-groomed man, there's a new hairdressing establishment opened in Chelsea. It's called Bona Buffon. It's a sort of clip joint. I popped in there the other day for a trim. Hello? Anybody there?
Come in.
Je suis Julien. This is mon ami Sandy.
Hello. It's Mr. Horn, n'est-ce pas? Oh, yes. You remember us, don't you?
Yes, you're vividly etched on my memory. I just popped in for a haircut.
Oh, it's a bit like shutting the stable door after the horse has gone, isn't it?
It's hardly worth his taking his hat off for, is it? In the chair, Julian will take you. He tortures the rye. Lovely. He's got the fingers for it.
Oh. Hands of an artist.
Oh, good. When he's done that, would you ask him to do my hair?
He's very bold.
Yes.
Very bold.
As a billiard ball.
Now, what style do you think I should have?
Well, I mean, you're a bit limited, aren't you? I mean, you don't lend yourself to the shaggy look, do you? No, you haven't got the wherewithal.
Oh, he hasn't.
You haven't got the wherewithal.
No, let's face it. I mean, look, I mean, he's got more hair in his ears than he's got on his face. No, the best we can do with what you've got on top is to huff on it and give it a quick once over with a duster. What do you think about the sides, though, Sam? We might do something shoosh for the sides, eh?
Yeah. He's got the ears.
Oh, yes. Good ears he's got. They nearly match, too. Yeah.
But his nape.
Oh,
yes. I mean, what can you do with a nape?
It's a naff, nape.
It's a naff, nape. No, what can you do with a nape? No, the best we can do is to back comb his eyebrows. How do you think he'd take with the Buffon eyebrow?
Oh, fame. Or you could have flick-ups with a blue rinse. Très distingue.
Very, that's true. No. I think all in all, his best plan is to have a toupee. Have a toupe. Show him the wigs, Julian.
Yes. Now, could I interest you in a flame red shoulder-length wig?
Well, not me, but you might interest the chief of police.
He's been talking.
I thought so.
To him, Jules.
Yes.
There is.
Well, let's face it, you've got to overlook it. I mean, he's at a funny age.
Oh, well, do you want an Irish or don't you? Irish jig.
Yes, I know, yes. I must admit, a wig might do something for me, but the price has always put me off. I mean, they're rather expensive, aren't they?
If you have your real hair, that comes out about 75 guineas. Then you have your nylon washable at 20, or your horse hair about 15.
Still too dear.
Oh, what can you do with him, Sand? Right. Just give him a sack full of sweepings and a tube of glue and let him do it himself. It's just sick.
No, I'd really much sooner stay as I am. All I want is an ordinary haircut.
Right, pass the clipper, Jules. Yeah. All done. That'll be 33 and 6.
What? 33 and 6 just for a haircut?
Oh, no, no. It's only 3 and 6 for the cutting of the hair, the 30 shillings of the search fee. Yeah.
Got a hair skin. All you really need is skin. Skin's the thing that if you got it outside, it helps keep your insides in. It covers your nose and it's wrapped around your toes. And inside it you put lemon meringue, and outside you hang your clothes. Skin is what you feel at home in, and without it furthermore, both your liver and abdomen would keep falling on the floor, and you'd be dressed in your intestine. A Siamese twin needs an extra set of skin. When the doctor knows that you're feeling sick, where does he stick his needle in? In the end of your skin. All your friends and all your kin folks, whether poor or whether rich, they have all got lots of skin, folks. It's convenient when they itch. Nothing can match it when you scratch it. It fits perfectly. Yours fits you and mine fits me. When you're sitting down, it folds and looks grand. And then when you stand, it's where it's been. Ain't you glad you got skin? Just a little baby, why your skin fit fine. It still is gonna fit you when you're 6'9". So whether you're big, tall, fat, small, chubby or thin, ain't you glad you got skin?
Really couldn't be anybody other than Alan Sherman, could it? That was rather amusing. It was called You Gotta Have Skin. And before that, we heard from Kenneth Horne and Kenneth Williams, Betty Marston, Hugh Paddock, and lots of other people, I think, there as well, from Round the Horn, Volume 5. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, RB. Still got about 22 minutes to go, but now let's call it down all the way to the end of the show, shall we?
I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Fill the cup with my baby tonight. I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo with my baby tonight. Brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man, you know, much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants for romance is not, 'cause it's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby. Pitch the woo with my baby. Like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo with my baby tonight. Brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man, you know, much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gob for his squab, a marine for his queen, a GI for his cutie pie is not, 'cause it's too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn hot.
your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage. The profession is overcrowded and the struggle's pretty tough. And admitting the fact she's burning to act, that isn't quite enough. She has nice hands to give the wretched girl her due, but don't you think her bust is too developed for her age? I repeat, Mrs. Worthington, sweet Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. Regarding yours, dear Mrs. Worthington, of Wednesday the 23rd, although your baby may be keen on a stage career, how can I make it clear this is not a good idea for her to hope? Dear Mrs. Worthington, is on the face of it absurd. Her personality is not in reality exciting enough, inviting enough for this particular sphere. Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage. She's a bit of an ugly duckling, you must honestly confess. And the width of her seat would surely defeat her chances of success. It's a loud voice. And though it's not exactly flat, she'll need a little more than that to earn a living wage. On my knees, Mrs. Worthington, please, Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. Though they said at the School of Acting she was lovely as Peer Gynt, I'm afraid on the whole an ingenue role would emphasize her squint. She's a big girl. And though her teeth are fairly good, she's not the type I ever would be eager to engage. No more butts, Mrs. Worthington. Nuts, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage.
Sound advice, but if you have to, give her a broom. That was Noel Coward and Mrs. Worthington. And before that, because I said we're going to make it cool to the end of the program, we had Mel Torme with the Marty Page Orchestra, and it's too darn hot. Well, it makes perfect sense to me, that's all I'm going to say. And I haven't said this for quite some time now, but if you would like a tune on the program, please do feel free to let me know, and we'll put it into the following week's program. So if you want a program for next, if you want a song for next week's program, in next week's program too, please just let me know. Between now and the end of the week is fine. Roy@angelradio.uk, and I will be more than happy to play the song if I can during the course of the next Beagley at Night. And of course that goes for any of the shows that I do here on Angel Radio as well. All right, I think we really will have something rather soft and sentimental now. Thank you.
Now I know that we meet every night, and we couldn't have changed since the last time. To my joy and delight, it's a new kind of love at first sight. Though it's you and it's I all the time, every meeting's a marvelous pastime. You're increasingly sweet, so whenever we happen to meet, I greet you with a song in my heart. I behold your adorable face, just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing near, and at the sound heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through
something to you now, which I've not confessed to, I think, on any other radio program I've done. But whenever I play an Ella Fitzgerald song, I forget everything that I have to do. I haven't put on the next record. I haven't got anything queued up whatsoever. I'm so taken by her wonderful, lovely voice that I just melt in her tones. It's as simple as that. As soon as I hear Ella Fitzgerald, I just stop doing what I'm doing. I hope I'd never ever hear where I'm driving a car or flying an airplane or something like that. But what a super voice she's got. With a song in my heart from the Bella, Ella the Supreme, Ella Fitzgerald. And before that, we had Les Brown and his orchestra telling us that it was twilight time, which it isn't quite, but won't be that far away, a couple of hours.
Saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Somebody else.
someone who watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good. Someone who'll watch over me.
Ballerina, dance and do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl, and just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl. Although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. Go on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show. As round and round you go, so ballerina dance. Dance, dance. You said this love must wait its turn. You wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career. You can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show. There's round and round you go, so ballerina dance. Dance, dance.
Well, that was from 1947, and that was Buddy Clark and his orchestra under the direction of Dick Jones. And it was, of course, Ballerina from 1947? Well, if I did, then you know it already, and if I didn't, well, now you do. And before that, it was, of course, Sarah Vaughan and Someone to Watch Over Me. All I know is it's time for me to go. I would like you to have a good week and a safe week, and all being well, because we take nothing for granted anymore, we'll all be back here around about the same time next week when we get to do it all again. Until then, may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
Wait till you see him. See how he looks. Wait till you hear him laugh. Painters of paintings, writers of books, never could tell the half. Wait till you feel the warmth of his glass, pensive and sweet.